Kamala Harris declines traditional invite for J.D. Vance to visit vice presidential residence. By Paul Bois on January 14, 2025. Vice President Kamala Harris has declined the traditional invite for her successor, J.D. Vance, to visit the vice presidential residence ahead of the president-elect's inauguration. Several Democrat and Republican sources confirmed to CBS News that Harris has declined the traditional sit-down meeting or tour of the Naval Observatory residence, which has served home to vice presidents since the 1970s. The Vances, however, were given a detailed briefing on the home by naval officials, allowing them to plan ahead for how their desired specifications, which would include childproofing for their three children under the age of 8, per CBS News. The questions were initially rebuffed by a Harris political appointee. But there has since been communication between the Vance team and Navy aides who oversee the residence. Before Christmas, Navy officials provided an overview of the house to discuss the layout of the residence, logistics and practicalities of the move-in, and to help answer any questions the Vances had, a person familiar with the call said. Usha Vance spoke with Imhoff for about 40 minutes last week, sources said. Harris sources said that arrangements are underway to accommodate the Vance children. Sources close to Harris say that she declined the offer to Vance due to not having been given the same tour/meeting following Biden's victory in 2020. Advisors to former Vice President Mike Pence have said an invitation was offered to Harris but ultimately not taken up on due to tensions following the Capitol Hill riot on January 6. In 2009, former Vice President Dick Cheney welcomed then-incoming Vice President Joe Biden for a visit after Barack Obama's victory over John McCain. 8 years later, Biden welcomed Mike Pence for a visit following Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton. "We're just very grateful for the hospitality today of the vice president and second lady," Pence said at the time. Sources close to Harris also defended her decline, noting her response to the California wildfires. President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated for the second time on January 20. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProlandFilms or Instagram at ProlandFilms.